Thank you for calling Bank of Carter. This is Zach. Can I help you?
Hey, Zach. This is Jamal calling you back.
Hey, man. What's going on? They've been trying to reach out to you all morning.
Man, what's her name? Kara, she did get in touch with me. But when she called me, she told me she was going to have to wait an hour and call me back for some verification team. She called me back about an hour, 20 minutes later, and said they've been trying to get in touch with you. And I'm like, ma'am, I'm right here by my phone. No one is calling me. So she told me, you know, it was a 303 number. So the 303 number, I think she said the guy's name was Frank or whatever.
Yeah,
he's
Frankie.
He's based out of Colorado. And, you know, and I was like, it's too many people I'm having to go through to get a loan. So I just said, if I'm going to get a loan, I just get it from my own personal bank. I fill out my application with them. I have my answer by that evening. They put it in to be through with it because I'm going through too many middlemen, so to speak. And that's not what was told to me from the jump. You know, it's becoming a process. And now it's like, okay, I've sent everything that you all have requested. Now you want to do a, what you call a split screen verification. And, you know, it's like, I don't know what else I can do. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, if you were to answer the phone this morning, you would have $50,000 in your account right now.
I mean, I can screenshot you my calls. What I'm trying to tell you is when you all called, I did answer the phone. But if you don't call, you know what I'm saying, I'm telling you that you called me yourself and said that they've been trying to get in touch with you, and I'm telling you nobody has called me. Well, all right, well, let me hang up and call them right back. Same thing I told her. She actually gave me the 303 number, so when I asked, okay, what is this number for? Because I'm thinking it's going to be an 858 number. I didn't call them because once she told me this was going to be a company based out of Colorado, I said, that's all right. It's too many different people being involved in a simple loan. And like I said, I've never had to go through all this with a bank. And she explained the process to me. And I'm like, well, you know, you all should have said all that from the get-go. I have no reason to make up an account. I mean, everything has matched up. My bank account, my checks, driver's license. I mean,
like you said in that email I received from yesterday, there's procedures and protocols, and that's exactly what we're following. We're not trying to pull some bullshit on you or anything like that. You would have $50,000 in your account right now if you were to answer the phone.
I understand that. But what I'm telling you is, you know, I can come out better getting more money with a longer term with my own bank. You know what I'm saying? Man. I don't have to go through this person and that person, so that's the route that I'll go.
All right, man. I wish you luck.
All right.